ونتوب إلى الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا.
Great. What happened? Stay connected.
من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون. All praise is surely due to Allah. From Allah alone we seek guidance. We turn to Allah for forgiveness for the evil within ourselves and the wrongdoing amongst our actions, and remind ourselves and one another that whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none whatsoever can guide. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger, who conveyed the message, fulfilled the trust, strove in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he ought to strive, until there came unto him from his Lord the hour that was certain. In the أصدق الحديث كتاب الله, the most truthful of all speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the best guidance of all is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا, and the worst of all affairs are the innovations in religion. وَكُلُّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ, and every new thing in religion is a bid'ah. وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ, and every bid'ah is a going astray. وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ, and going astray surely leads to the hellfire. عباد الله, servants of Allah, you should know, رحمكم الله, that Allah in His infinite benevolence and mercy has made for us occasions and hours and seasons for acquiring more and more good in our lives in the here and the hereafter. So He gave us Ramadan to recalibrate and temper our nafs, and He gave us Jum'ah as a weekly penance and turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through performing what He has joined upon us in these occasions and these acts of worship, and win the favors and bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ever generous, bestows on us on such occasions. As a result, we will lead a righteous and goodly life insha'Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. Whosoever acts righteousness, whether male or female, in a condition of belief, then we will give them a good life. And inshallah ta'ala, this will allow us to die a righteous death, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَذَٰلِكَ يَجْزِي اللَّهُ الْمُتَّقِينَ, and in such manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the people of taqwa. الَّذِي تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ, those whom Allah, the angels, takes while they are in a state of purity. يَقُولُونَ السَّلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, those angels say to them, peace be upon you. اُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, enter into this paradise because of that which you used to do. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَزَاءً مِنْ رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا, this is a reward from your Lord. It is purely a gift and it is a recompense. It is a gift because our good deeds will never equal the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, it is hisab, it is recompense, because it is based on those deeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy only counts our mistakes once, and counts our good deeds from 1 to 10 to 700 times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ, could the reward of doing of good, or of doing good, be anything other than good? The reward is dependent on the kind of action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى, so the one who does a single particle's weight of good will see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى, and anyone who does an atom's weight of evil shall see it. Slaves of Allah, you should know, may Allah guide us to that which pleases Him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His great wisdom, diverted those who were before us from the best day on which the sun has risen, and gave this nation, the nation of Islam, the guidance to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. This is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He bestows it on whomever He wishes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the highest bounty. And He also said, مَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْمُشْرِكِينَ أَن يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. It is never the wish of those without faith among the people of the book, nor the pagans, that anything good should come down to you from your Lord. وَاللَّهُ يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah chooses for His special favors and mercy whomever He wishes. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. And Allah is the Lord of grace abundant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. Such is the bounty from Allah, and sufficient is it that Allah knows all things. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَحْنُ الْآخَرُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ السَّابِقُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. We are the last ones, and we are the ones who get there first, and the winners on the day of Qiyamah. بِأَنَّهُمْ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا ثُمَّ هَذَا يَوْمُهُمُ الَّذِي فَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ فَاخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. Even though they were given the book before us, but this day of theirs which they were given, they differed about it. فَهَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us to it. وَالنَّاسُ لَنَا فِيهِ تَبَعْ. And the people follow us therein. الْيَهُودَ غَدًا وَالنَّصَارَ بَعْدَ غَدْ. The Jews tomorrow, and the Christians the day after tomorrow. This is in Bukhari and Muslim. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that the Jews were given Friday, and the Christians were given Friday, but they lost it and differed and changed it. And just as they come after us in the days of the week, so they will come after us yawm al-qiyamah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَضَلَّ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْجُمْعَةِ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلِنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused to become lost from the Jum'ah those who came before us. فَكَانَ لِلْيَهُودِ يَوْمَ السَّبْتِ. And so the Jews ended up on Saturday. وَكَانَ لِلْنَصَارَ يَوْمَ الْأَحَدِ. And the Christians ended up on Sunday. وَكَذَلِكَ هُمْ تَبَعَ. And likewise they come after. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, من أفضل أيامكم يوم الجمعة. The most virtuous of all your days is the day of Jum'ah. فيه خلق الله آدم. On this day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam. وفيه قبض. And on it he died. وفيه النفخة. And on it will be the blowing of the horn. وفيه صاعقة. And the thunder clap. فأكثروا علي من الصلاة فيه. So give Salah upon me much during the day of Jum'ah. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيْهِ. For your prayers will always be shown to me. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَكَيْفَ تُعْرَضْ صَلَاتُنَا عَلَيْكَ وَقَدْ أَرَمْتِ. They said, O Messenger of Allah, how will our prayers be shown to you when you have died and passed away and disappeared in the earth? قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden the earth to consume the bodies of the messenger. Note that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered according to the question, because the questioner said, how will you hear our salams, or how will they be shown to you when your body has rotted away in the earth? And he answered by saying that the earth cannot take the body of the messengers. But in other hadith it is clarified that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed in a state of death, separation of the ruh from the body. But that every time a Muslim says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by a mean known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that soul is returned long enough for him to perceive that salah and to return it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرَ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ. The best day on which the sun has risen is Friday. In his Muwatta, Imam Malik reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of days on which the sun rises is the day of Jummah. On it Adam was created, and on it he fell from the garden, and on it he was forgiven, and on it he died. On it the hour occurs, Qiyamah, and every moving thing listens from morning till sunset in apprehension of Qiyamah, except for jinn and men. In it is the time when Allah gives to a Muslim servant standing in prayer whatever he asks for. Sa'atul Ijabah, on the day of Jummah, sometime in Jummah, which starts from Maghrib on Thursday and goes through Maghrib on Friday. These 24 hours are the day of Jummah. You should know, slaves of Allah, that it was the practice of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to honor this day and hold it in high esteem by performing certain acts of worship on it alone. Following are some of them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite in the morning prayer on Friday, Surah As-Sajda, chapter 32, and هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى النَّاسِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهَرِ, the chapter of, it's called Al-Insan, in the Fajr, on the day of Friday. It is preferred to pray for Allah's blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the day and night of Jummah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُ مِنَ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ فِي, increase your invoking of blessings upon me on that day. The performance of Jummah prayer, which is among the most important Islamic obligations and among the greatest gatherings of Muslims, and he who neglects it, Allah will steal their hearts from accepting the guidance. Some of us went through periods of our life where we could barely make it to Jummah. Maybe we're working, maybe we're far from a masjid, but then sometimes this becomes habit. So even when that situation no longer pertains, we find ourselves lazy with regard to Jummah, coming to Jummah after it's actually started, in which case there is no thawab. There is only an avoidance of sin. Because from the moment the imam stands to begin talking, the book is closed and the angels no longer record. It is the sunnah of all of the companions to be present in the masjid before, in some cases long before, Jummah begins. And if we have the luxury of the time and the ability to do that, we should not forego such an opportunity. The command of performing complete bath on the day is stressed heavily. Putting on perfume on this day, which is given preference over using it any other day. The use of the siwak or toothstick, going early to Salat al-Jumu'ah. Keeping oneself occupied with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua and recitation until the imam comes to begin the khutbah. Listening to the khutbah is obligatory. If he does not listen, he does an evil act, and as a result has no reward. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَاحِبِكَ أَنْصُتْ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْطُبْ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ فَقَدْ لَغَوْتَ. When the imam is delivering the khutbah and you ask your companion to keep quiet and listen, then no doubt you have done an evil act. Bukhari and Muslim. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قَرَى سُورَةَ الْكَهْفِ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ سَطَعَ لَهُ نُورٌ مِنْ تَحْتِ قَدَمِهِ إِلَى عِنَانِ السَّمَاءِ. The reciter of Surah Al-Kahf on Jummah will be blessed with a light that will rise from underneath his feet to the peak of the sky. This will be a light for him on the day of resurrection, and he will be forgiven for what is between the Jummah and the next Jummah. And this is one of those sunnahs that most of us have probably heard at one time or another, but is often neglected. Read Surah Al-Kahf on Thursday night or Friday morning for the benefit and blessing that's described in this hadith. Recitation of Surah Al-Jumu'ah and Al-Munafiqun or Al-Ghashiyah and Al-A'la in the Jummah prayer, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite them in the Jummah prayer. It is a weekly feast day for Muslims, as reported in Ahmad's Musnad and other books of the Sunnah. It is preferred that a Muslim wear the best of his clothes on that day. It is reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, a man who performs ghusl on Friday perfumes himself if he has perfume, wears from the best of his clothes, then goes to the masjid, covered with calmness until he reaches the masjid, and offers 2 rak'ah of prayer if he wishes, and does not harm anybody, and then listens quietly while the imam speaks until he offers the prayer. All his sins between that Friday and the next Friday will be forgiven. It is not permissible for the one upon whom Jumu'ah is obligatory to travel on its day before attending if its time is due. It is preferred to perfume the masjid with incense on Friday, for it is reported that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu used to perfume the masjid of Al-Madina with incense every Friday at midday. The one who goes to attend the Jumu'ah will be given the full reward of fast days of a year and observing tahajjud on its nights for every one of his footsteps. It is reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever performs ghusl on Friday and then goes early to the masjid and attends from the beginning of the khutbah and draws near to the imam and listens to him attentively, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him full reward of fasting the days of a year and observing tahajjud on its nights for every one of his footsteps. On Friday, one's sins are expiated, for it is reported in the authentic hadith that one who attends Jumu'ah will be forgiven for what is between the Jumu'ah and the previous, as long as he avoids major sins. The blazing fire is kindled to intensify its heat every day, except Jumu'ah. It is a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to a Muslim servant whatever he asks. There is a time somewhere in Jumu'ah. This is reported in the two books of Sahih. There are special conditions and rulings which are restricted to Jumu'ah only, such as residence, khutbah, etc. Giving sadaqah on that day is preferred to giving it on any other day. It is the best day which Allah has chosen from the days of the week, just as He has chosen Ramadan as the best of the month, and Laylatul Qadr as the best of the nights, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the best of his creation. It is makruh to observe fast on Jumu'ah alone, as mentioned in many hadith. The khutbah of Jumu'ah should basically include stating the pillars of belief, that is belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and Yawm al-Qiyamah, the mention of paradise and the hellfire, the bounty and everlasting pleasures which Allah has prepared for His servants, and the punishment and everlasting torture He has made for His enemies. Scholars of the past and present have stressed the importance of the khutbah of Jumu'ah and its great effect on da'wah, provided that it is employed properly and the speaker fulfills its conditions. Number one, niyyah, devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for it is the basic condition of acceptance of one's actions and attaining their fruits. Therefore, the khutbah is not meant to attain the reward of Allah, be it directing people to what embodies their pleasure and happiness both in this world and the hereafter. Their words will not exceed the ears of the audience as they proceed only from their tongues. In contrast, what proceeds from the heart reaches the heart. Following the footsteps of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with respect to his way and guidance in general, and his guidance regarding the khutbah of Jumu'ah in particular. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ. Say, if you truly love Allah, i.e. as you claim, then follow me, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and forgive you your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. He also says, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And let those beware who go against his order, meaning the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lest they be afflicted with a fitna, or they be afflicted with a painful punishment. Good and excellent example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ, and those who do not bear false witness. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا, and when they pass by idle and foolish thought, they pass by it with nobleness. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا, and those who, when they are reminded with the verses and signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not continue to be obstinate as if deaf and blind. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ, and those who say in dua, O our Lord, give us, grant us from our wives and our children a peace of mind, or literally a coolness for the eyes. وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and make us to be as an example for the people of taqwa. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا, these will be granted the palaces of paradise for their patience. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا, and they will find nothing there but loving greetings and peace. Also, the khutbah is meant to admonish the hearts and affect the feelings and emotions, and this cannot be achieved unless the advisor practices what he preaches. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ, do you enjoin right conduct on the people and forget yourself? One cannot give what he does not possess. Our predecessors were aware of this fact, and many of their stories in this respect are reported. Once the slaves of Medina came to Imam Malik ibn Anas, the Imam of the land of migration, and complained about slavery. They asked him to deliver a khutbah encouraging people to free the slaves and explaining the merit of this act. He promised them that he would do something good. He waited for a short period and did not deliver a khutbah concerning their complaint, except after a month. When he delivered the khutbah, he encouraged people to free slaves and explained the great reward which Allah prepared for him who does so, seeking the reward of Allah. His words affected people greatly, to the extent that people got out of the masjid and freed a huge number of slaves. The freed slaves came to him to blame him and to thank him. They blamed him for he delayed his khutbah for a month concerning their complaint, and they thanked him for all the freedom that resulted from his khutbah. His answer to their blame indicated the importance of example for the orator or the da'i and its effect upon his words and his da'wah. He said, as for delaying the talk about your issue, when you asked me for that, I found that I did not possess any slave to set free before speaking about freeing slaves and its merit. So I worked until I earned enough money to buy one, and then I freed him. Thereupon I delivered my khutbah, which in turn affected people's souls. So alhamdulillah, who is the source of all favors. O servants of Allah, be pious and always conscious of Allah, and thank Him for what He conferred upon you of the blessings of this day from among all the nations. So fulfill what Allah made obligatory for you on this day and on the other days, so that you shall attain felicity in this world and win the pleasure of Allah in the next. O Allah, help us so that we may thank you for the blessings and favors you conferred upon us. Remember you, thank you, and worship you in the best way. I ask Allah's forgiveness for me and you, so ask His forgiveness. Turn to Him in tawbah, for he who repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after committing a sin will have his sins forgiven. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna tiba'a. O Allah, show us every truth as truth and grant us the following of it. وَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَرَزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابًا, and show us every falsehood as falsehood and grant us great distance from it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Ibadallah, we have mentioned some of the characteristics of Friday and some of the conditions to be fulfilled. Now we will discuss some of the conditions of the khutbah itself. It should include praise, hamd, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching the basics of Islam, its laws and ethics, enjoining what is good and forbidding what is not. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to praise Allah as is befitting him, and then say, "Man yahdillahu fala mudilla lah." Whoever Allah guides, none can lead astray. "Wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah," and whoever He leaves astray, none can guide. "Wa khayrul hadith kitabullah," and the best of all discourse is the book of Allah. Then he used to say the tashahhud, the shahadatain, and then amma ba'd, to commence. He also would command or forbid his companions if the occasion necessitated this, even while delivering the khutbah. Once he commanded the man who entered the masjid while he was delivering the khutbah to offer two rak'ah before sitting down, as reported by Al-Bukhari. It should include what benefits Muslims concerning their religion and their life in this world, by reminding them of Allah's blessing and that He guided them to Islam and sent the Prophet ﷺ to them and the days of Allah, warning them against the wrath and punishment of Allah, asking them to be pious and conscious of Him and do what makes them nearer to Allah, His pleasure and His paradise, and forbidding them from what makes them nearer to His wrath and His punishment. It should not be used as a means to decry and defame certain personalities by name. During his speech about the required methodology of admonition and delivering khutbahs, Sheikh Abdullah ibn Ka'ud, an imam from last century, I believe, may Allah preserve him, said, "Thus it is clear that the way of decreasing the praising of Allah in the khutbah to the least amount of praise which appears in the khutbah, as a means to praise certain persons by name or defame others by name, contradicts the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions, and those who followed in their footsteps. Thus we should follow in their footsteps with complete devotion to Allah, so that Allah may accept from us our obedience and we achieve the purpose for which the khutbah is meant. This purpose consists of reminding people from time to time, showing them the right path, knowing their problems and the diseases of the hearts, in order to solve and cure them by the cure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya ayyuha an-nas, qad ja'akum maw'idhatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fis sudur." O people, a glorious teaching has come to you from your Lord, and a cure for that which is in the hearts. Wa hudan wa rahmatan lil mu'minin, and a guidance and a mercy to those who believe. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, say, by the generosity of Allah and by His mercy, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا, then with this let them rejoice. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ, it is better than all the wealth that they collect. Shortness of the khutbah without failing to fulfill its purpose. The Prophet ﷺ said, the lengthening of the prayer by a man and the shortness of the khutbah is the sign of his understanding. Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him, said, whoever reflects on the khutbah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those of his companions finds them sufficient to explain the guidance and tawheed, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the general principles of faith and da'wah to Allah. They show the favors of Allah which make His creatures love Him, and His days which makes them fear His punishment. His days meaning the cycle of days and what comes around and goes around, and preparing for the hereafter, inshallah, while in this life. Moreover, they included the command to remember and thank Him so that He may love them, mentioned of His attributes and names, what makes them love Him, and commanded them to obey, thank, and remember Allah so that He may love them. As a result, the audience will leave having loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Him having loved them. Then long ages passed over them and the light of prophethood disappeared, to the extent that the laws and commands became more mere formal practices performed without being conscious of their purposes and objectives. Thus they made these forms and practices sanctified that should not be neglected, while they neglected their objectives which really deserved their attention. They became concerned with ornamenting their khutbahs with rhymed prose and good style, and thus the share of the heart from them decreased or even disappeared, and they failed to fulfill their objective. O Allah, give us the blessing of this day. Help us to remember You and to follow all of the things which we just read, to give much salah and salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this day, to make dua by the day and the night, starting from Thursday Maghrib through Friday Maghrib, in order that we may hit, insha'Allah, sa'at al-ijabah, the hour of answering, when every dua is answered. Aqeemu salah.